This is Terry Mandel, DO dictating an attorney letter to Jim Hurt, attorney at law of the Kenan Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Hurt, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Nathaniel Kumar, please note the following medical letter. First name, Nathaniel. Last name is Kumar. On January 23rd, 2025, I performed an IME, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records as well as took the history directly from the patient, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 26-year-old male, height 6 foot tall, weight 220 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about June 3rd, 2023, period. The patient was a passenger in the rear with his seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained injury when another vehicle exiting a parking lot crossed multiple lanes, striking the patient's vehicle in the side, period. There was not a great deal of damage to the vehicle. However, the patient was jerked, period. The patient was in a suburban SUV and was hit by another SUV, period. He initially had upper back pain that later became low back pain, period. The low back pain became very intense beginning in early September, period. He started to walk irregularly in early August, period. New paragraph. His low back pain was ultimately diagnosed as a herniated disc, period. He was treated with surgery, physical therapy, and medication, period. The pain is intermittent, period. It occurs approximately 1.5 hours per day, period. It is described as burning, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the right leg to his knee, period. The surgery helped his pain significantly, and he feels 90% better since he had surgery, period. He is still having difficulty with pain and diminished range of motion, but it is 90% better, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was a few days later. He was seen at urgent care, period. He was then seen at Ascension Health Care. He saw his family doctor who ordered x-rays, period. He was referred for an MRI, period. He was referred to a surgery center, and he did have ultimate back surgery and physical therapy, period. Before surgery, he was seen at the Orthopedic Institute of Wisconsin, who advised surgery, period. He did have some laser therapy post-surgery, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living that are affected presently include a problem shoveling snow, comma, yard work, comma, and sports such as soccer, period. New paragraph. Medications denies. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medications and exercises, period. New paragraph, past medical history denies. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals back surgery for this condition on December 13th, 2023, as well as a polynodal cyst in the past period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured his low back in the past, period. The patient never had sciatica in the past, period. The patient has not been in prior serious automobile accidents, period. The patient has not even been in minor automobile accidents, period. The patient has not had work injuries, period. The patient did not have prior back pain before this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. Patient's occupation is that of IT specialist full-time, period. He missed approximately 3 to 4 months of work after surgery, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Results from physician's urgent care, June 9th, 2023. Patient states was an MVA last week, period. Now complains of right side shoulder slash neck pain off and on, period. They did not document abnormalities on examination. Their diagnosis was strain of unspecified muscle, comma, fascia and tendon at shoulder and upper arm level, right arm initial counter, period. They prescribed Naprosyn, period. Ascension records, June 23rd, 2023, office visit. Presents for follow-up for MVA on June 3rd, period. Assessment was motor vehicle accident, initial encounter, plan MVA, 1 month status post MVA with initial upper back slash neck pain, which has completely resolved, comma, normal pain, comma, no further evaluation needed at this time, period. Encouraged to call if new symptoms, period. Ascension office visit. September 22nd, 2023, presents for intermittent back pain radiating to his right foot, period. Symptoms started 3 weeks previously, period. On physical examination, the patient is experiencing tenderness in the lumbar, period. Tender to palpation, right lumbar paraspinal area, period. Assessment, one, acute right-sided low back pain, two, strain of the right hamstring, comma, initial encounter, period. Ascension office visit note, November 8th, 2023, chief complaint, tingling foot and leg, period. Follow-up for right low back slash hamstring strain, period. He complains of 2 to 3 months of difficulty with a sensation to defecate and inability to defecate intermittently, period. He also complains of intermittent urinary incontinence in the last 2 months, period. Back examination, experiencing tenderness in the lumbar, period. Test, straight leg raising right, positive at 80 degrees. Comments, bilateral lumbar paraspinal tenderness, positive straight leg raising seated and supine on right. Clinical notes, one, a lumbar radiculopathy, two, acute right ankle pain, period. Plan, positive straight leg raising, comma, symptoms of 1 to 2 months of bladder incontinence and decreased sensation to defecate. Follow-up x-rays and MRI concerning for stenosis versus herniated disc, period. They state that this was concerning exam findings, period. They ordered x-rays of the lumbar spine and MRI of the lumbar spine, period. Ascension's MRI of the lumbar area, November 21st, 2023. History is 24-year-old male presenting with low back and leg pain, period. Impression is broad-based L4-L5, inferior migrating posterior central disc extrusion, period. X-rays of the lumbar spine, November 9th, 2023. History is radicular symptoms concerning for spinal stenosis. Impression, no acute bony abnormality, period. Mild narrowing L4-5 and L5-S1 levels, period. Orthopedic Institute of Wisconsin, note November 30th, 2023. Evaluation of severe low back pain and right lower extremity pain, period. His symptoms developed insidiously approximately 3 months ago, period. MRI imaging of a large right-sided disc herniation at L4-5 with caudal extension, which resulting in severe central stenosis, period. He is unable to straight leg raise on either the right or left side, period. Impression is large right L4-5 disc herniation with caudal extrusion with severe central stenosis, period. Given the size of his herniated disc coupled with the severity of his symptoms, I recommended that he meet with a doctor to discuss surgical intervention, period. The surgery center operative report. Date of surgery, December 13th, 2023. Post-op diagnosis is superimposed large comma, central to right paracentral disc herniation at L4-5. Procedure performed 1, right L4-5 unilateral lumbar laminectomy, 2, partial medial facetectomy, comma, lateral recess depression, comma, and fluoronotomy of exiting right L5 nerve root, period. 3, right L4-5 discectomy. Indications for procedure was a 3-month history of severe right lower back, right anterior thigh, right posterior calf, as well as right lateral ankle and plantar foot pain with paresthesias, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the medical records, have found that all of his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of June 3, 2023, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are 1, lumbar trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, radiculopathy, and L4-L5 herniated nucleus pulposus, resulting in surgery of December 13, 2023, period. 2, cervical trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain resolve, period. The above 2 diagnoses were directly caused by the automobile accident of June 3, 2023, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, referring you to Table 17-4, the patient qualifies for an 11% whole body impairment, period. The basis for this 11% whole body impairment is strictly and totally a direct result of the automobile accident of June 3, 2023, period. No other factors or injuries enter into the equation, period. By permanent impairment, I am meaning you will have continued pain and diminished range of motion in the lumbar area for the remainder of his life, period. As the patient ages, he will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the lumbar region, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Ongoing over-the-counter anti-inflammatory analgesics will cost $80 a month for the remainder of his life, period. A back brace would cost $250, need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit would cost approximately $500, period. New paragraph. After reviewing the medical records, there appears to be a slight gap between the onset of his low back pain and the automobile accident, period. The patient states that he initially had pain in his upper back that later progressed to the low back area. He initially was experiencing irregularities walking and did not understand the correlation, but later developed low back pain that ultimately led to surgical intervention, period. Within a reasonable degree of medical certainty, I am confident that the back pain and herniated disc are directly correlated with the automobile accident of June 3rd of 2023, period. The patient has not had a prior history of low back pain or problems, period. The patient has not been involved in any other significant or even minor automobile accidents that could have injured his low back, period. The patient has not had a history of any work injuries to his low back, period. I am confident in stating that the surgery of December 13th, 2023 was directly correlated with the automobile accident of June 3rd of 2023, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, comma, took the history from the patient via telephone, comma, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.